Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the author of Arrows of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. He's our Captain Ahab chasing his white whale, but your moderator of r/blimp kink. We call him Tony Pizza, but to you, it's Mr. President of the HOA, Brandon. From the internet.
Gosh, so many freaking honorifics at this point before my actual name.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's the official AI for Latina goth and, well, all women to send nudes to for sex. He's a renaissance man of Latina sex.
Yes.
It's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Neola Wanshung, howdy, Chilama. Can I pet your cat?
Absolutely. And then there's Gravy. None of us
and also there's Gravy.
Engineer or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or maybe sometimes what we actually get right. If you could tell a friend or write a review or just find us on whatever that website was that rated us 85th out of 100 geekiest podcasts.
Oh, that was million podcasts. I have an update from that.
Excellent. We'd love to have you pop on to nerdtalkplus.com. That's our website. It takes you to a link tree. You can find everyone but Gravy. You can join us on Discord. Hopefully Gravy's on there right now because Siege was telling me I need to do something. Oh, we have to start Shard Attack to keep track of when everyone sharts.
That's right. Yes. Everybody just drop a poo in the Discord channel.
Anyway, Siege, you were saying, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The millionspodcast.com who sent an email to Brandon,
of all to my work account, of all things.
We don't even have that.
Yeah. I don't have a work account.
Wait. Yeah, but my work account is like not associated with anything that I do on this show at all.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying is I don't even know what your work email is. Someone else found it. Like,
yeah.
Like, and we actually know you, unlike this website.
Somebody was like, so I got to get this to these guys. Who's the only...
We have to let them know. So Podcaster started us off the year by naming us the number 4 must listen to podcast of 2026. So thank you very much for Podbranker,
thank you so much. You and, really changed the game for us for about a month. We're back to being terrible again, but for a month there, lots of people were listening.
We were great. We were great. So now, millionpodcasts.com. So they used to sort them out by different categories. And last year, apparently, I didn't know this, but we were the number 21 overall geek podcast of 2025.
Well, how the did we end up 85th this year?
Well, now we're the number 85 overall.
Oh.
So we're not just categorized as just geek. We're 85 in the world.
We were trusted with all of these Podranker listeners that we've thrown to the wayside with our content. Yeah.
It's because you haven't been here in forever, Brandon. We lost them all because of you. That's what it is, okay?
Yeah, that feels...
Too busy having an anniversary.
Feels like that feels accurate.
Anniversary and then an all-day old golf.
Ugh. Yeah. It wasn't even new golf. I was about to make it new golf a couple times.
Oh, boy. Brandon points out on the listing from... What was it called again? What's the
million
name of this?
Podcasts?
Million Podcasts.
That... it's that in the billing, hosts, Siege, male, Brandon, male, Gregor, male. Okay, a couple things. One, it's a podcast. Obviously, it's a bunch of white guys. They did get the part right where they didn't include Gravy. Sorry, Gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. Would have been so great if it said, and also Gravy. Yeah. And unknown. Also. Parentheses unknown.
Yeah. In an unidentified white male.
Possible cop.
Yeah. So he says my entire name in the intro. My entire legal name is not in the intro. Time.
Not this week. I just said and gravy. That's what I'm switching it to.
Quick meeting before we lose more people.
So anyway, thanks for it. Literally in the description says that it's my podcast and that it's the hosts. Siege.
He basically was Siege, Brandon, and also Greg.
I want to be clear, we're teasing, we're saying all these like silly things or whatever, but any recognition that we get for doing this stupid thing is like a more than the company that pays me, like pays me to do it. Quote, not unquote. You guys, but just me. And the company that does that is not even aware that there is a podcast that I'm doing. that is the level that we're at. There's a promo running on Thank the station God. That I didn't even know about. I was like, what? It's my voice. I recorded it, but I was like, oh, this is a thing? Weird. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's cool. It's not doing anything for the listenership. That's for damn sure. So
nice.
Are podcasts kind of at a like oversaturated? I mean, obviously they're oversaturated. That's for real. But are they going to lose steam because it's so oversaturated? Or like, where are we at?
Are we going to have to start doing stand-up comedy in order to promote our podcast content? Because I feel like half of the podcasts that are out there are people promoting their stand-up comedy content.
Basically. I like how we vary between 4 and 85. I mean, it's nice to be in the top 100 out of what, 3 million?
I started scrolling down to see, like as soon as I got the email, I was like, first of all, how did they get my email? Second of all, okay, let's see where we land. And as I was scrolling, I was getting really hopeful that we were going to end up, in the 60s, hopefully 9th. In the 60s
and towards the bottom of the 60s. Yeah.
And as I passed that, I was like, oh, I don't care about this anymore. Now it's just a bad score.
Siege, do we have anything else? Did anyone else say anything to us or
Well, I mean, multiple things along those lines. I did get a note from Leslie in Seattle, our good friend Leslie in Seattle.
I want to set the table because you two other jackals maybe aren't caught up because you weren't on the last two episodes, but we definitely, Siege asked me what my, how I would be rated by sexual partners. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Gentlemen.
Say the line,
Greg. Long time no see. How's it going, boys?
Look at him hiding. All right, allow me to do the introductions, Gregory. She is the author of the empirical data that has proved that I am the funniest member of this podcast.
God damn it.
When not weaving in and out of traffic and just being the human embodiment of mayhem on a bicycle, she enjoys inflatable floppy tube guys at used car lots. She's the one that got away from me because it's hard to be creepy from 3,000 miles away. Please welcome our very special guest, Greg's ex-girlfriend, Maria. Maria, welcome to the show.
Hi guys, thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me, Siege.
Hey, don't worry. Just this happens to be the moment my kids wanted to join the show.
Stony Baloney. Oh my God,
so many guest appearances.
Guys, can you say hello?
Hi.
Okay, now say hi to Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Okay.
Oh, hi, nailed it.
Okay, now you guys, we have very important things to talk about, okay? Okay, Sonny.
Jesus Christ.
That was awesome. Hey, Greg, why are you so, I can't tell if you're like pale or pink.
Both? Like, why not both?
I was waiting for the, I am not comfortable at all.
I am not comfortable at all. Of course I'm not. What did you expect?
We were literally just getting into, Greg, do you want to give the recap now?
No, I don't want to do any of this.
Yes, you do.
Maria, you look beautiful. Great to see you.
Thank you, Greg.
Of course. Maria goes way back on this program to a couple years ago when Siege was still just a new member of this and helped come up with a metric to rate the show by the funniness of each of our jokes. At the at the time, I think she was giving already. Me more credit than I deserved, probably because maybe we were intimately involved. I said that so adult, like
yeah. It was about the same time I was the first time I met Maria.
That was gross, Greg.
I was just trying to get rid of my dog.
Right, you were here trying to abandon a dog, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
leave it in the streets.
It still ended up being a good night. We had Din Tai Fung.
That's right. Yeah. That's for the record, I was not trying to get rid of my dog at a Taiwanese restaurant. That is not what I was doing.
I don't believe you.
To be fair, with those joke ratings, we have to give Greg full credit for being the straight man because he sets you all up for success. And so that takes away from his scoring. So we have to give Greg extra credit on the side for that.
Thank you.
You haven't been listening to a while because Greg is no longer straight.
What is that supposed to
be? Is that my fault?
Yeah, that's your fault.
Is that my fault? Yeah. Did I do that?
Actually, I think it's mostly Siege's fault at this point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. It's definitely me. Yeah. Listen, as the only certified sex therapist practitioner here.
Uncertified.
No, I am certified.
No, you're not.
I am too. I'm also the show's intimacy coordinator. Okay, I'm going to take it from here, gentlemen. How you doing, Maria?
I'm doing fantastic. Look at you coordinating this, reunion show. You're doing your best, Siege. I think
this
you're doing
is
great.
A reunion show. Yeah, this feels like when everybody yeah.
Do you see Gravy's face down there?
It is a reunion show. Greg, mentioned in the last episode because I listened today. We haven't talked in 2 years since we parted ways.
That's a fact. So, now I'm curious, which of you jackals knew that this was happening and which didn't?
Nobody knew. How could anybody know?
I'm just as shocked and elated as you are.
Siege is fully transparent. That was actually this Siege is the one who drew me in. He's the one who says, "Hey, I talked to a lot of your ex-girlfriends." I'm like, "Oh, that's me. I feel that's seen." Right.
Yeah.
Siege and I have been keeping up this whole time.
Wait. Did we get a Tableau dashboard?
I don't doubt any of this.
Did we get a Tableau dashboard of all of your ex partners?
Oh my God.
No.
Oh, I didn't come prepared with that data
today.
Can
we do this?
we can do a lot of things. Maria, relax yourself. Make yourself at home. Take your shoes off. Put your feet up on the desk somewhere where I can see them. I know you
most
skip.
People I charge for that, okay? So
she's a cyclist. You don't want to see those.
Oh no, she skipped the bicycle orgy to be here tonight. It was her words.
Most people call it a group ride, but that sounds a lot more interesting.
We want to make it worth it. So
Jesus Christ. Siege, the worst part is I knew you were gonna do this. Like I knew this was gonna happen. Like I had to because it's you. Siege's main goal in life is to push my discomfort as far as possible without breaking me. So I knew this was sort of coming, but like it's still very shocking.
$100.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Sorry, Maria, that's not directed at you. It's just the shock that I'm directing that goddamn it at. So
I want to know since you guys have been apart, have either one of you guys seen each other out in the wild?
Yeah, I've seen Maria in her car one day. I don't know if you've heard this clip or whatever, Maria.
But no.
Nope.
I don't know if you still live in the same spot or whatever, but I thought for sure I'd run into you because I'm on Mercer Island all the time or whatever.
I know. I've seen you there twice.
All right.
At the grocery store. And I'm just like.
Do you run away?
Well, no. So the thing is, you are very distinctive, Greg. You are very distinctive.
Who's this lumbering idiot? Oh, that's Greg.
And I see you. And I'm like, I'm going to let that man have his peace.
Let him be angry and heartbroken and angry in his own world.
Isn't this.
So.
If I remember correctly, when you saw Maria, she was being outwardly angry, correct?
So I'll get to it.
Okay.
What?
Okay, we saw you stab a guy.
So Maria lives where I do martial arts and where Nana lives and where my primary grocery shopping is. And so
I don't live there anymore. So you're not blowing up my spot.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Because it was about a month ago, I would say, that I was driving to karate, of course, and I saw your car at the four-way stop in front of that Shell there, wherever, I don't know what the streets are, and I was like, oh, that's Maria. My literal reaction. And then I was like, I don't know what to do with that information, obviously. And then I was like, oh, she is totally on the phone and she is real mad at somebody. you were on the phone shouting about something. And I was like, oh, you still do that crying?
Okay. That's fun. Oh, sorry. Cheering up. I think exactly what day that was and what was happening, which could possibly be related to why I no longer live there because I moved a month ago.
You know what?
We're all friends here. Hey, don't where you eat. Don't date your next door neighbor.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll date anybody. I don't care.
My next door neighbor's Airbnb. So what does that say? Like, what is that?
Are they still throwing those radios on the rooftops?
Greg, importantly, doesn't date his next door neighbors. He goes and yells at them until he wants to fight them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I make Brandon press his ass against
in
their
the
windows.
In the last 3 weeks. I'm sorry, Maria. I'm glad you're here. One second while we're talking about yelling at people. unrelated.
Unrelated.
In the last 3 weeks, I've gone out of my house in the middle of the night wearing my underwear and a t-shirt and
hot
thank you and my slippers to yell at kids at the park in the middle of the night.
Yes,
hell yes.
And I swear every time I've done it I've like been like, Greg would be so proud.
I'm so proud of you. I love yelling at people for the social contract.
One night I was really sick. I was having the rumbly tumblies, and I wanted to get up and yell at these people who were being very obnoxious. But every time I stood up, I was like, well, if I shit myself, that's really going to undo all of the anger that I'm like portraying. And so then the next day they were like literally like some teenagers that were just being very innocent at the park, but in the middle of the night. And I took all of the anger from the people I wanted to shit myself at to the teenagers. Sorry, Greg. To the teenagers at the park, and they very much did not deserve it. And then last night I found the right balance of I live right across the street from a playground, I found the
creepy.
Right, yeah, it is. I found the right balance of anger at kids.
Why are we talking about this? There's something so much like more like pressing here.
And what's that, Greg? What is it?
Well, I mean, the discomfort is like,
did it?
Okay, Steve, could you carry on, please?
You want me to reset where you fell off? All right. So a couple of weeks ago, we posted a clip of Greg encouraging anyone who has slept with him or has anybody who's seen him naked to write to me.
Two different things. Okay. One was about having seen me naked because of the mole that I got removed on my hip. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was rating me as a partner, and then it became sexual partner or just regular person. things, okay?
I mean, Greg, as your ex-girlfriend, I hope that I check all those boxes. If not, that might be just a little interesting.
Yeah. I'm just peeking at you between my fingers because I'm horrified. But it's,
Listen, now, because when Greg sent me a shower video this week and I could barely see nipple, and he's only taken off his shirt on this podcast one time, and it was for my birthday this past year, can you please tell us about Greg's mole?
Okay.
Jesus Christ. What?
Okay, as a refresher, it was third base side in foul ball territory.
Okay. Raise your hand if you've ever felt personally victimized by Greg's mole.
Ooh.
Greg. Okay, no one else is, okay, for the record, since you can't see us, no one else is raising their hand, just Greg. Greg is the only person raising his hand.
That's to say,
I don't remember it.
Okay. A couple things. One, none of these dudes have seen me below my belt line, okay? You're the only one on this five-person... I don't know the gravy has, to be fair, but maybe he has. I don't know.
Weird. Of all the people here.
Oh, my God. When that window opened up and it's like, Maria, I'm like, I knew this was coming. anyway, you're the only one that would have seen it for intimate reasons or whatever. But it's been a part of me since I was a wee lad, I guess. What are these words I'm using? I never speak like this.
Listen to you. This is amazing.
Greg, I don't remember it. I don't remember it at all.
That's like, great. I wish I would have got it cut off because it's been an ordeal. It's been disgusting. And it's like, I wish I would have just kept it and like rocked it or whatever. But I guess.
How does it, Greg? Do you feel better or worse that she doesn't remember the mole? Do you feel annoyed that it wasn't memorable?
No, for how much oxygen you've given this mole for nothing.
Okay.
No, not at all. Maria, sorry, I don't mean to be weird about it or whatever, but you're the third or fourth person I've talked to about this now, and nobody remembers it, which is like encouraging. But it drove me crazy. So when my dermatologist was like, yeah, we could just take that off already. And I was like, what do you mean already? Like, you've been waiting to do this? And she's like, bro. I mean, she didn't say bro, but I was like, she implied it with her eyes, you know? Anyway,
by show of hands, anybody here who's been victimized by my mole?
Should we start now?
What? I mean, if you want to, no. I'll send you the picture.
Okay.
Brandon's seen it. You've seen it too.
I've seen all of your body.
The one in my butt tattoo, the shark.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't think I've been victimized. It is a good one. I don't think maybe mesmerized is the right word. I don't think victimized is the right word.
I'll accept that. So, a couple of weeks ago, we did an entire episode on penises.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's where we're going.
And balls maxing.
It was on genitals is how I described it. Okay.
I prefer to say penises and balls maxing.
Oh, no. This is going terribly.
I disagree completely.
Have you guys
completely.
Ever, like, participated in somebody's real-life nightmare? Because it's super fun.
This is so great.
Aren't you glad you showed up on time today, Brandon?
Yes. Can I tell you the text I got earlier this week? It was from Siege. And it said, I need you on Monday and as close to time as possible. I have a bomb that's dropping into the show. I've spent all day thinking about the look on your face when I'm not thinking about your anniversary sex.
Oh, by the way, did you motorboat Cage's butt cheeks?
Jesus Christ.
No.
Or did she motorboat yours?
Did you at least get some?
Oh, yeah.
Did I send that message? Yeah. I didn't send that message, but I did tell her to give you a big wet licorice kiss and a nipple twist for me.
She did all of that. Dude, I have
good.
A good.
Yes.
Okay, focus.
Sorry.
Sorry.
The only time I've ever said this about the show.
Greg is trying to get this nightmare over. Yeah, he's like, let's go.
No. This is
Maria, but I am trying to do exactly that.
This is amazing content. We're
even worse, you
get
to rewatch this. You're going to edit it. You're going to watch it over and over.
Can you
I can't even do it to get the video clips.
Can you do a voice disguiser on Maria?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can. I'm just gonna be like blared out in the Discord, you know.
I have seen Greg's mole.
So I said all that about the penises and the balls maxing, just so I could say balls maxing.
Yeah,
but please rate Greg.
Wait, how?
I
wanted to leave it open.
Oh! Yes!
Leave it to Maria. Oh, I'm so glad that of all of your former partners, which I know maybe two of them, Maria, I'm so glad that you're here because I love data. I love that Maria's a data person. I think that if any person who shows up with data ready to go deserves to be on this show because it legitimizes us. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. I also know where I'm at. So, Greg, this will be over at some point, and we'll get to the scientific paper that I prepared for this. So
this is what I was hoping to hear. Yes, yes. The question that we posed was something like, it was basically the Yelp of Greg. And then I was like, as a sex partner? And then Siege was like, or a person, which was kind of you to make it about that or whatever. And then we post this video and the first comment is just the eyes, like the whatever that emoji is called. And it was Maria, someone I've had zero contact with in more than two years now. I sent it to one of my like close friends to be like, this is incredible. So to your credit, if you were going to show back up and you were going to just put one single thing into the comments, it was perfect.
It was absolutely perfect.
It was absolutely masterclass in how you show up and be like that. Okay. So anyway, Siege, carry on, please. I'll be over here dead.
Well, I was going to say, please rate Greg. in whichever way that you would like to.
Okay, let me just start off by saying, so here I am crashing your podcast, and Greg is absolutely mortified. And like the thing he does is he compliments me. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That is already the beginning of what I'm trying to get at here, that Greg is a 5 out of 5, would recommend.
Hell yeah.
Hey, right on.
I have a whole list.
I'm not like one of those, I'm not like one of the Chinese food restaurants where you need to be like a 3.1 in order to be good. Is that the, isn't that what they say? Like, if
I have read that article, right? Okay. Why do they do that math again? It's like,
well, it's because like the worse and low key, the dirtier it is, the better the food.
Yeah.
Oh, but the worse the service. No. Yeah, it's the worse the service, the better the food.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So you don't talk low ratings for service.
Okay.
Well, anyway. Wouldn't that be a higher rating then?
I prefer. Yeah, I was going to say, stop yelling at me or I'm going to fall in love with you.
Okay. And that's why when Greg saw me yelling on the phone, he was like, damn it. There she goes.
Oh, there she goes.
You should have sent that video to me if we're going to be
honest.
Just
opening up old wounds.
Yeah.
No. That's not fair.
Okay, so let me get to my list. I have it here.
Please.
Let me start with some background, some context, right?
Ooh.
So for the record here, I had a crush on Greg for years before I dated him. Mm-hmm. There's literally a picture of us from 2013 that when we finally started dating, almost 10 years later, he doesn't remember it because he didn't remember who I was. We work together.
No.
Wow.
The work together part. I remember
worked
you.
Worked in parallel.
Yeah.
Sister station.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to rank each one of these.
Guys, please
so
do
the thing is,
thank you.
I had a crush on Greg for years. Okay. And then we ran into each other at Flatstick Pub in Kirkland, where I was on a Hinge date.
Mm-hmm.
My Hinge date goes to the bathroom and Greg swoops in and goes, is this seat taken?
Hell yeah.
It was so smooth. And it was even better because this poor man comes back from the bathroom and sees this 6'5" handsome man talking to his date.
Ripped.
That's Greg. I'm talking about Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't immediately clear.
Did he even know karate at that point?
I do a little bit. I do like medium karate.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Whoever you were with is just some like finance dork or whatever. No offense if he's a lovely person or whatever, but I was like, this guy's dumb. I'm talking to this lady. Okay. Anyway,
I don't remember much about him because the rest is history. I started hanging out with Greg after that.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
So we reconnected after he swooped in. That was really smooth. And okay, so that was super smooth. What else? What are the good things to say about Greg? Okay, so he is a plant daddy, dog daddy, space baby daddy.
Your actual daddy, yeah. And
all of those are still alive and thriving, which means he can take care of things, including you.
Hey.
So like he's a great partner.
I like how actual daddy also got third billing.
Space baby daddy. Okay, plants are hard. Is that just me?
So am I. What?
Maria, earlier we were talking about how we got our podcast made it on a list, and the podcast was listing the host of the show, and Greg, whose show it is, got listed third.
You know, because he's setting everyone else
exactly.
up, you know?
That's right.
As the straight man, you know?
Somebody has to drive the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What other nice things can we say?
Next on the list, Greg looks fantastic in a suit.
That is true. That is so true.
I'm sure.
That is very true.
I can even supply photos if we want to like post this later. There, I have many photos of Greg in a suit.
Hi.
And is he looking great in a suit, he's the kind of date that you can take to an event and you can like trust to leave him alone to talk to people while you like go to the bathroom, go talk to other people or whatever. Like he can hold his own. And that is actually really hard to find. So thank you, Greg.
Yeah, nice. Right on. Thanks for taking me to so many fun things. I did more philanthropy in a few months with Maria than I did in years on my own because I'm lazy.
Well, Greg was super good at it. In fact, when Greg and I parted ways, I think people were really upset with me because they wanted to hang out with Greg. some more. So.
I ran into some of your friends and they told me that.
because they still tell me that. They're like, hey, I ran into Greg. I'm like, God. So I have to listen to my friends talk about Greg, you know. But. So, okay, what else is on the list? Let's go. I have to scroll because there's more.
Look at this list.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's see. Okay, now I'm not going to share the details. But I do highly recommend finding out the intimate stuff for yourself.
Details.
Because even though Greg and I did not work out, I have a lot of love for him and I sincerely want him to be happy. So I really hope that someone hears this and takes full advantage in finding out and, you know, checking how many moles, you know, Greg's got.
I want this.
But I do have to ask. Yes. I do have to ask a favor. I want to check the data in a couple weeks, in a couple months to see how I have directly impacted, you know, the number of people who have seen Greg's moles. So
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
What Maria refers to.
I like to think about a euphemism for sex that I'm going to use for now on, whether it relates to Greg or not, is have you seen Greg's moles with her?
Yeah. All right.
We should make that the song.
Foul ball, third base line.
Do you have any other moles, Greg?
Oh, plenty, brother. I've got.
Show us the moles.
No, show us the moles. Wait.
Everybody, show your moles.
I've been in a long self-destructive spiral or whatever you
it's
call
true.
It.
It's true. He drinks cooking sake.
Not anymore. Gravy made me stop, dude.
Oh, Gravy, good for you,
buddy. He literally told me I had to stop, and I was like, fine. And so then I just have like a three-quarter.
So now he drinks regular sake.
No. Maria, that was very kind of you. You're very sweet, and I appreciate you being very gentle, I guess is the right word about that, because, this has gone from being horrifying to, not satisfying, but, very, enriching, I guess you'd say. Thank you, Sage. I've never been more mad at you than I am right this moment.
I know. I thought Brandon died.
Okay, when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Maria, you're welcome to stay as long as you'd like. You're here. You should stay.
I feel
and if
like
you want
she'd
to talk
be really good at Guinness
us,
time.
She would be excellent.
Oh, we could use another person for Guinness time. That's for sure.
I want to keep asking her about Greg.
Yeah. Okay. You can do that then too. Can I go somewhere else?
No.
Okay.
I want to, Maria, ask you about you too. Cause we talked about this and we were talking about the lady version of insecurities, Greg's mole and whatever. I know Greg's insecurities run deep. Oh, the more I push him out of his comfort zone, the more confident he seems to become.
Wait, say that again. I was talking
the more I push you out of your comfort zone, the more confident you seem to become.
See, you're kind of my savior.
So now I'm not just Josh Naylor. I am Jesus Naylor.
Okay. Jesus nailed to the cross. Okay,
there you go. Look at wordplay, Greg.
Hello.
Look at this man.
Okay, keep going.
So is there anything that you're insecure about? And may I also push you out of your comfort zone?
Okay. Well,
do you need a foot rub while you're talking about this?
Yeah,
you're
gross.
You want to see the dogs? Put them grippers on screen for Siege.
So in that episode, Greg actually mentioned that his first guess that he posited was that, you know, some women may be female equivalent of what they might be sensitive about is their breasts, which Siege, you immediately jumped to it and be like, hey, you know, there's more than just that. And you're right, Siege, but you know what? because this is Nerd Talk and we talk about science.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at boobs for science. Let's look at boobs for science.
Oh my God.
A lady said it, not just us.
Okay.
I'm here for this.
So I don't know if you guys know. Stop me if you've heard this before. Mm. Research identifies 4 main shape categories of breasts. I actually have the science in front of me. So hold on while I rattle this off. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this. So asymmetry of breasts, which is where one is bigger than the other or mm-hmm. just a different, you know, shape, is actually the norm, with over 62% of women having one breast noticeably larger than the other. Mm. So if you
don't feel shy about that. I'm right here for you. I'll come for you.
Let's just put it this way. Nobody on this recording that I'm aware of has asymmetrical breasts. I think I've seen everyone's, and I think we're all symmetrical.
I haven't.
Well, that's a problem for you.
Brandon, take your shirt off.
You have wrapped toes with Brandon, okay? Like,
I've interlinked toes with you, too. Don't get all uppity about it.
No.
Are you weird about feet, Maria?
No. Yeah, I am super weird about feet. Yeah, I am super weird. I do not want to touch them.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting around to allowing people to touch my feet.
That's how I feel about feet, too. But Siege somehow broke every boundary that I had around feet. It's great. Only with Siege, though.
just very gentle.
Who else is Maria? Who else is home, Maria? You're like,
oh. Oh, no. Just me.
She's like,
she's looking for me.
Is Siege in my house right now?
Is he just being in the room with us?
Could you imagine if I'm having this entire conversation with someone in the apartment?
Yes, I can imagine that.
Like, I was just having part of this conversation with my kids in the room, okay? It's a problem.
Anyway, asymmetry is 62% of people are asymmetrical.
Yeah. You know, my whole thing is, it's like, you know, we're talking about, you know, being self-conscious. But the thing is, if the majority of women have something that might be not like, you know, symmetrical or perfect, like, don't feel bad about this. It is, in fact, the norm. Now, here are the 4 main categories, according to research.
Bazoingas.
Love research.
Droopy / relaxed.
Hell yeah.
Boobs at 31%.
Okay.
What's up, girls?
Large / in charge. Inward? I don't know what that means.
Inward.
Like, in charge. Like, I like that.
Inward. This is 2020.
Inward. Like inward facing. Like inward facing. Like the opposite of outward. Oh my goodness.
Huge boobs.
It's the second one, apparently.
Wow, Greg.
Don't worry, we'll clean it all up so you don't lose your job.
Yeah, I won't bleep.
Okay. So, large breasts are 26%.
Mm-hmm.
Upward breasts are 24%.
Hell yeah.
And then
the little teardrops.
Oh, those are like the kind of like
oh, yeah.
little ski slopes.
Like 1980s style.
Yeah, little ski jumps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those 24%. That's almost a quarter of the population.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So we have relaxed, big,
large, relaxed, large, upward. And then finally, we have small or flat at 19%. Now there are more variations, and I can send you a whole list when we really get into it, when we drill into it. Round, teardrop, athletic, east, west, tubular, bell shaped,
some white ladies, pendulous. Have huge boobs.
Good girth.
Brandon, I heard that. That was good.
Oh, I didn't mean to walk all over that. That was good. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, there are so many boobs.
There are a lot. Okay. Now, here we are talking about acceptance, but I am going to bring up a scientific paper that is like published by like the National Institute of Health that I think hilarious. It is called The Public Perception of Ideal Breast Shape.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yep. This is literally in like the National Library of Medicine. Okay.
It'd be really funny if they spun up like a different, sorry, Maria, but if they spun up like a smaller agency within the National Institute of Health called the FBI, but it was the female the female boobie inspectors.
God damn it.
Is there a test during that interview?
Oh, man. Now, I hope so.
Like, what are those interview questions?
Applications for the FBI have skyrocketed.
Blindfolded.
Anyway.
Taste test?
Oh. These are upward. Okay, cool.
Okay.
You're in.
So this is what's interesting about this study is that the objective, I'm reading this word for word. The authors aim to quantify the public's perception of attraction to breast shape by measuring public opinion for various aesthetic elements of breast anatomy and linking this to various demographic factors. Now, I'm only going to read the conclusion, which is...
I have a boner. Did I get it right?
We're going to continue to conclusion. Come and I can't quite read
it. It's a little
come.
Wet. Like it's I can't.
Okay. The authors used a crowdsourcing survey technique with randomized image panels to analyze ideal breast preference using images of various anatomical traits of the female breast. Mm. Now, how did they do that? The survey responses were collected from 1,000 users of Amazon Mechanical Turk. So basically, if you were a user, they just showed you random pictures and they're like, you like this?
What?
Hell yeah.
That was a scientific study.
Dude, that's like my dream scenario. Hey, you like this? How about this?
Gone to every fraternity on every college campus.
You jackals like this?
Oh, no, man. Boo. What about bees? Yeah. Wait, so yeah, like you just be like, they'd be like the CAPTCHA on Amazon. It'd be like...
instead of
identifying like show us which square, click on the squares that have a stoplight, it would be click on a square with the boobs that you think are nice.
Yes, pretty much.
Check.
40% of the female of the responders were female.
Oh
hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's better.
What did they choose, Greg? That's what they chose.
I'm just going to let you look up that paper on your own. I'm not going to say what was chosen because we want, you know, that's, acceptance.
That's not how this show works.
Okay. So
nobody will ever follow up.
Okay.
We're going to get lost. We're literally going to Google boobs.
Okay.
Best boobs.
So you search on or off? Okay. Best boobs.
That's what we're calling this episode.
Gravy, use a Google.
So the most notable preferences between all groups were breast projection proportion and nipple direction, with preferences of 1.0 and frontal nipple direction, respectively. Breast width to shoulder width ratio also had a clear preference among the crowd, with 105% being the preferred percentage, and the 25 to 34 age group having a very strong preference for this.
Okay, wait. So that means if your shoulders are a certain width, then your boobs have to be 105% of that?
Yeah. So like, just so if my shoulders are here, like I my boobs should. Oh, I'm not making the cut, am I?
It's all right.
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, I'm definitely Greg's type. He said what, like thin slice, you know, like thin crust pizza?
Yeah. It's exactly right.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm Greg's type.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I've been fortunate to spend time with lots of different ladies,
Brett,
I know
and
that
us. And us.
It is and everyone on this call. Okay, great. But I know that the insecurity point for a lot of the women that I've been with has been breast size. And I think that's kind of what you started this thing on, is like that there's that's the insecurity, like similarity to dudes and wieners, I guess is what where we came from with this, right, Siege?
And balls maxing.
And balls maxing, sorry. But like, is it, I mean, everyone's experience is different. I guess, but is it breasts that are the thing that women get hung up the most with, or butts, or bellies, or like, or all of these things? I am
all
a
of
mess.
The above.
Yeah, it's like, Maria, do you have one that bothers you the most out of all of them? And you don't have to answer, but like, is there one, speaking for all women?
Is Maria's now our Ask a Lady correspondent?
Yes.
The female ambassador.
Yeah. The problem is I know some of Maria's insecurities. And so like, I don't want to out her
so now
for
you're
these
picking
things.
Her, picking on her.
No, I'm trying to ask it very gently and very kindly if she wants to share what maybe would bother her. But also I'm not like leading it by being like, this is her problem or whatever, because it's not nice. So
I think it's I think no matter what I pick out or what mm-hmm. any other person picks out, I think the moral of the story here is like, people don't notice it, like your mole, Greg.
Yeah, no,
I don't
one
remember
remembers
your
the mole. Yeah,
no one
yeah.
remembers it. So here point. I am copying out of that question. That's what I'm doing. That's my way out.
No, I'm glad you did, because I don't want you to be put on the spot. That's not, I'm the one who's supposed to be uncomfortable here, not you, I think. I'm sure you're uncomfortable as well, but it's
are you kidding me? I'm loving this.
Okay, good. I mean, were you nervous to come on here?
Oh, no, I was so excited. CJ and I were talking about this. Siege and I were talking about this all week. So I call him by his government name.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I think in the last few weeks, we've had kind of like the Mount Rushmore of women on this show. My mom and then Maria.
We got to get Cage on next. And then
I got to order more candles.
Maybe we could get on after that.
Want me to reach out to her?
No! I fought with her literally today. Also, no, I'm just going to stop there. She's lovely. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we should... I have so many other things to talk about today. I don't know what to do with myself here. See, do you have anything more that you want to get out of this conversation before
we... I didn't
want
to get too much more. I mean, like, I don't want to put her on the spot and ask her to give a haiku review of Greg. I mean, I don't want to make you do that real quick, but...
If you can, great. And if not, write a haiku about me, I guess.
just a haiku
later,
review.
And we'll add it. In or I don't, or if you need a couple minutes while I talk, I'll talk about something else and you can write a haiku. How about that? Does that sound
yeah, good? Sure. Let's do it.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say.
If we talk about anything that we would usually talk about on this show now, it just feels like it will not hold a light to.
You guys want to talk about Gurgurth?
Yep, 100%. Yep. Maria, are you familiar with the concept of Gurgurth?
Are you familiar with this, Maria? Have you paid enough attention to be able to follow
this? Oh, I got to send you a link to the Gurgurth.
Gurgurth is the fact that we found out that mathematically Greg's penis is, circumference of Greg's penis is the same as the length of Greg's penis. So we call it Gurgurth. Is the measurement.
Yeah, because they call me Gurg and then Girth and it becomes Gurgurth.
Yeah, Gurg's girth is the same as Gurg length.
I am holding back jokes.
If we learned anything from Ed, it's the quantity of jokes that matters on the show.
Not the quality. Man. look at Greg's hair.
I would add more of it so I can put it in my face.
He's hiding. You're so cute. You're adorable. I love you.
Thank you, Siege. You're very kind, and I'm grateful for you. Okay, well, I'm also like furious with you. Just to be clear,
I know it's great.
I knew this was coming.
I'm always looking for a meeting. And
what's it called when you tie people with ropes? Siege. What is that called?
The fancy way, or just like. The way I like it.
No, the fancy way, like the knots and all
like
that.
When they have special fancy knots. Sailing.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Sailing. It's sailing.
The Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what my kid would learn if I signed him? That's a good idea.
There you go.
I want to say that it's called hibachi or something like it, but I know it's not hibachi.
It's where they flip shrimp into your mouth because you can't
shibari
use your hands.
Shibari is what it's called.
Shibari, close. That feels close. That feels like derivative of hibachi.
It's very close.
I guess if you had a big enough
volcano,
hibachi, you
need a volcano.
Shibari somebody and then cook them on it and then flip. Okay, well,
flip pork in your mouth.
Okay, so wait, why are you asking what the shibari is?
Oh, I've already lost track of that.
Okay.
That's the best part about this show. We don't even remember what ADD we did like 2 minutes ago.
He was talking about being punished or something. I don't know what it was. And so,
yelled at, beaten. Are you going to shibari me?
No, I'm not.
That's a lot of effort.
I, of course, am not going to do that. Same picture of a dude helping another dude pee in a urinal. And you're like, we're going to recreate this. And I keep going, no. And that's not a yes. That's a no and not a nope, but an actual no. And he's like, no. Sends it again. We're going to do this. I'm like, God damn it, Siege. We're not going to do that.
Okay. We're going to do that.
Haiku review.
With Maria.
excuse me. Tall Greg towers high. Red hair bright. Giggles fills rooms. Kind heart brought his oak.
Oh, wow.
Was incredible.
Maria, other than lasting damage that I'll have for the rest of my life, I also still drink White Claw because of you.
Oh, this is my fault.
Well, not your fault.
Oh, no, he's on to White Claw now because he's going in the right direction.
Yeah, this is the instead of cooking sake, we're going.
However, am White Monster.
We're going low calorie boozing. So, yeah. Is that water? Or is that
I
all
have electrolytes.
White Claw?
It's in my giant Dunkin' cup, it's wicked large.
40
it's
ounces. Good.
You should definitely stay hydrated.
40 ounces of White Claw. That's what she's doing right now.
Did Maria just plug, do an in show spawn ad read?
Wicked large.
Wicked large.
Get her off the show. This is not that kind of show.
All right. The type of show that it is now is we're moving on to our most famous segment, according to me. It's time for Guinness Time.
Hey, Maria, quick question. Where do you think that song was composed?
I have no idea what I just listened to.
It was a nice Irish ditty about our Guinness trivia show. Where do you think the song was composed?
Wait, so is this like an original composition?
Somebody composed it.
Somebody wrote it originally.
It is not AI.
It is not written by somebody we know. Just give me a region of the world in which you think the song about our Irish game show was composed.
I mean, I want to say Ireland.
Peru. You were close.
Yeah, so close.
I'm glad that the perception is clear, but yeah. it's not great. Okay, Maria, this is a game of guessing. Price is Right style. Are you familiar with those rules?
Yes.
And there's Guinness records that have been set, and I will give the details, and then you will guess, along with these other idiots, what the record might actually stand as.
Okay.
I don't know who won last time. I assume it was Siege, but we'll make Gravy go first because we tend to do that. So the Guinness World Record for largest golf ball pyramid. How many golf balls are in the largest golf ball pyramid? An American did this, of course. I mean, of course. Gravy, we're starting with you. Great.
I'll say 69,000.
Oh!
Nice guess. We'll do, we're going to let Maria wrap it up today. So, we'll do, Brandon next.
421.
Ooh.
Do you think that's the largest golf ball pyramid?
Well,
that's like a giant bucket of balls.
Are they normal size golf balls, or are they big golf balls that have been made into a pyramid?
They're balls maxing golf balls.
They are. A regular golf ball from the driving range or other places.
Yeah,
a golf ball.
I mean, I'm giving you my answer. It sounds wrong now, but
421.
Yeah,
no, it's very wrong. Siege. Sorry, Brandon.
69,420.
Wow, we won. There you go. That's how you won up Gravy there, Maria.
I'm gonna say 10,000.
Ooh.
Well, congratulations with the largest golf ball pyramid by Michael Firth, Debbie Reynolds, and Terry Janik of the United States of America. 19,019 golf balls.
So until Maria said 10,000, I was winning. So suck my balls.
Golf balls. Yeah. Golf balls. Balls maxed.
All right.
This game's so much fun.
Let's see. We're going to skip that one because I can't do all that reading on the fly like this. Longest underwater walk. So you have to stay underwater and you walk back and forth across an Olympic pool. Oh. And it is, looks like it's holding one breath. So the longest walk back and forth, holding one breath. Well, yeah, you could hold one
breath. But they insecure about it?
Be holding a breath. I can't tell.
Is it east west?
Gravy.
They did this in a pool, you said?
Yeah. Underwater.
In the pool, holding their breath.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to say 130
meters. 130
meters.
Brandon. White guys with a podcast and an Asian girl.
Hey, I'm half white. I am 51% white. I took a DNA test.
Okay.
More than half.
I'm 51%. That's right.
Wow. Look at you.
Check your
I got my papers.
You should have said that's white, not that's right, obviously.
No wonder if you thought that song was from Ireland. She's... I'm going to say...
Longest underwater walk with one breath.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what the question was.
Yeah. 50 meters.
50 meters. Siege?
What was Gravy? Gravy was 130.
Yeah. Remember, he was in the Navy.
Stupid crap. Navy I forgot guy. About that.
Gravy was using a snorkel.
Yeah, definitely.
169.
Nice. And bringing us home, Maria?
I thought you asked for the answer in feet, not meters.
Feeders.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, you just didn't want to set Siege off by saying feet, right?
How many are your feet? How long are your feet? Can you measure your feet?
My feet specifically. Okay,
wait. Hold on. Time out. Gravy, what was your guess again? 130.
130.
Meters?
Yes.
Okay. Brandon, you were some other
50 meters.
Silly number. 50 meters. Siege? Ooh,
69 pumpkins.
69 pumpkins. That's about
I'll do the math here real
84
quick.
84 feet, like I guess. Maria?
I'm going to answer in feet because I'm not good with meters. 58 feet.
Because Americans will do anything but the metric system, I think, is what you made me laugh about.
It's actually 69 pumpkins is actually 22.7 meters.
How many feet is it?
Didn't ask me for that.
What?
I meant radius.
74 feet.
I don't know who won. This is the problem.
74 feet is
longest underwater walk with one breath male. I guess Brandon gets the point because it was 120.1 meters.
Oh, how much?
Nice.
120.1.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Oh, girl, we were way off. What's that shoe you wear?
Okay.
Greg, rate my feet.
Greg.
Yeah, Greg. Say haiku slow. Review. Say listen. Slow.
Mm-hmm. I can
haiku review on the feet, Greg.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I send you like one of those buckets that you can do a plaster mold of?
Quite remember what her feet looked like then.
Liar.
I'm sure they are great. Okay, haiku review.
I'm sure they are great. Have you ever gotten such a glowing review of your body?
Most honey eaten in 1 minute. Most honey eaten in 1 minute.
Skip now, face first.
I want this to be clear. This honey seems like it's heated up because it's very viscous.
Even better.
I will take grams or ounces. Whichever you prefer, and just know it was a German, so some of it could be in his butt.
That's a lot of honey. You know those Germans.
34 Ooh. Ounces.
It's pretty good.
Gravy says 34
ounces. Are you talking ounces? About fluid ounces?
Listen, it doesn't specify. I assume so because it is a liquid, but I don't actually know.
Mm.
Brandon.
Syrupy.
35 ounces.
Oh, you bet.
What did you say, Gravy? 34?
Yeah.
That's not nice. Seed?
329 bees.
Okay, Siege loses.
That's about 33 ounces, which is stupid, Siege.
Maria?
36 ounces.
Oh!
Well, Siege, this is your fault, but most honey eaten in 1 minute, 1,273 grams, or 44.91 ounces. Congratulations, our winner for Guinness time!
Hell yeah! It just means you have to come back next week and defend.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe you shouldn't be asking these easy questions.
She has her bicycle orgy on Mondays, so she can't. It's
true.
It's a recurring group thing.
Yeah. What'd you say about feet there, Steve?
I just asked if her feet hurt after that.
Do you need someone to suck on them toes? Or like, what? How's that work?
I
mean,
I wasn't going to go that far yet. I was going to, you know.
Just ever send you pictures so you can rub. Diagnose them.
You know, I'm also a certified massage therapist.
No, he's not.
Yes, no I am. No. I did my 800 hours. I didn't get the license, but, you know.
I mean, was it, like, supervised, or?
It was 800 hours myself.
It was at the glory hole.
There's people watching.
Both ways.
Either side. Well, congratulations to Maria. That is the end of Guinness time.
At the end of Greg's sleep paralysis that he's been experiencing for the last 3 to 5 minutes.
I feel pretty good, actually. I think this is pretty good. That's the end of another very heady show. It's time for Too Long Didn't Listen, or what we call What Did We Learn This Week, starring our resident cop, Gravy.
I'm not a cop. God.
Sounds like what a cop would say.
Well, Maria is going to be hosting GERDCon, a meetup for all of Greg's exes.
Oh, yeah!
I like that. That's good.
I'm going to cosplay as Gerg's penis.
I'll be his balls. I'll be his mole.
I'll be in... Call me in.
No, you recognize me.
Well, we also learned that Brandon is spending his nights mostly naked chasing children in the park.
All right.
Honestly, it's not inaccurate. It's not inaccurate.
Let's just isolate that clip.
And then Greg completed his humiliation ritual that cleansed an ancient Hungarian curse tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Things are looking up.
I'm sure the Lord is still mad at me, though. So
and Siege might just be evil, but he's at least chaotic evil.
Hell yes.
All right.
All right.
This did feel like the most chaotic neutral move Siege could have pulled.
No, this is 100%. Straight out of the Siege playbook.
Yeah.
It was only 10 minutes of like horror for me, and then it's been very nice.
10 minutes of horror.
Wait, well, what'd you call me?
Yeah, that's good to say, too. I thought she said some really nice things about you.
I'm only good for 2 minutes of horror. We all know that.
It's better than no minutes of horror.
Just kidding.
Wait, hold on. Let me check the log that I kept.
Please. Nerd talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.